Dear ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Gary Weber Annual Conference Call. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. As a reminder, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulties hearing the conference, please press star key followed by zero on your telephone for operator assistance. May I now hand you over to Mrs. Kellers, who will start this conference. Please go ahead, madam.
Good morning from my side as well. Today, on the part of Gary Weber, our CFO, Mrs. Düber, as well as the IR team attending the call. Mrs. Düber will start with a short overview about the business development and the financials of the past financial year. After a short overview about the achieved measures of Fit for Growth, we will also give you some more details about the initiated performance program. After the presentation, we will answer your questions. You will find the presentation under the web link we sent to you with the invitation to the call. Now I hand over to Mr. Jörg Stüber.
Thank you, Claudia. Good morning from my side as well. First, a few words about my background. I have been working at Gary Weber since 7 years as head of group finance. Most of you know me from several roadshows and investor conferences. But coming back to the financial figures of the last fiscal year 2016-17. Consolidated revenues of 880.9 million euros in 2016-17 mean we have reached our objective to generate consolidated revenues that are 2% to 4% lower than last year's revenues. Sales of the Gary Weber Group are composed of the revenues of the Gary Weber Core segment, which comprises the Gary Weber, Typhoon, Samoon and Talkabout brands, and the revenues of Haluber. Sales of the Core brands declined by 4.4% to 686.6 million euros in the reporting period. The Gary Weber Core wholesale segment contributed 294 million euros to total Core revenues, while the Core retail segment generated 392.6 million euro in sales. Haluber contributed 194.3 million euro, which represented 22.1% of the Gary Weber Group total revenues. But let's take a closer look to the individual segments. Sales of the Core retail segment declined by 6.3% to euro 392.6 million in the fiscal 2016-17. The reduction is primarily due to the 68 stores closed in the context of the Fit for Growth program and the 75 closures in the year before. As a consequence, the number of company-managed Gary Weber, Typhoon and Samoon stores declined from 924 to 850. The Core retail segment's revenues were also affected by declining like-for-like revenues, which were down by 1.9% on the previous year. This decrease is in line with the sales development of the German fashion market as a whole, whose revenues also declined by roughly 2%. Sales of the Core wholesale segment declined by only 1.5% to 294 million euros. In view of the market situation, we had originally expected wholesale revenues to decline by a medium single-digit percentage compared to the previous year. This confirms not only the success of the measures we have taken related to Fit for Growth, but also the increasing attractiveness of our new collections. As a result of Haluber's expansion, sales increased by 6.1% on the previous year to 194.3 million euros. The increase in revenues based on the opening of 55 new Haluber stores, whereas like-for-like revenues declined by 3.5%. The negative like-for-like revenue trend is primarily attributable to a change in merchandise management. To avoid excess inventories at the end of the season and to improve the gross profit margin, about 25% less merchandise on average was supplied to the Haluber point of sales in the first half of 2016-17. The first positive effects of this measure already became apparent in the fourth quarter of 2016-17. In Q4, Haluber's like-for-like revenues already showed a positive trend again and picked up by 2.3%. The performance of our online business was also very satisfactory. The JR Weber core online business, including the sales with external platforms, increased by 12.9% to total 31.5 million euros. Halluber online sales even improved by 14.2% to 20.1 million euros. Group online revenues totaled to 51.6 million euros. This account for 8.8% of total retail sales, means core retail plus Halluber sales. Investments in our products, especially for the core brands JL Weber, Typhoon and Samoon, weighed on the group's gross profit margin, which fell from 60.4% in the previous year to 58.6%. This is also apparent when comparing the JL Weber core and Halluber segments. While Halluber was able to increase its gross margin from 60.5% to 63.7% thanks to the change in merchandise management, the gross margin of the JL Weber core segment declined from 60.3% to 57.1%. Personal expenses across the JL Weber group declined by a strong 5.3% or 10.7 million euros to 192 million euros in spite of Halluber's expansion. The reduction in personal expenses primarily results from the staff reductions in the context of the Fit for Growth realignment program. At 279.3 million euros, other operating expenses of the JL Weber group were down by 29.4 million euros or 9.5% in fiscal 2016-17. The reduction is also related to the Fit for Growth program in conjunction with the closure of 68 JL Weber stores. Without one-time effects, we reduced personal costs of roughly 7 million euro and other operating costs of 23 million euros. The aim was to cut group-wide personal and operating expenses by between 20 million and 25 million euros. This has been achieved. After deduction of all operating expenses, group EBITDA amounted to 58.2 million euros. The group's adjusted EBITDA, excluding extraordinary effects from the Fit for Growth program at 6.2 million euros, amounts to 64.4 million euros. After deduction of depreciation and amortization of 47.9 million euro, the group's reported EBIT amounted to 10.3 million euro in the fiscal year 2016-17. Adjusted for the extraordinary effects from Fit for Growth, the adjusted group amounted to 19.9 million euros. In spite of the successful implementation of the Fit for Growth program and the resulting reduction in personal and operating expenses by roughly 30 million euro, we were unable to improve the group's operating result. The reduction in gross profit of the core segment by 40.5 million euro had an adverse impact on the operating result. This was not fully offset by the cost reductions. Only some few words to the Fit for Growth program. The realignment program of the JL Weber core segment announced in February 2016 was completed successfully by the end of the reporting period. We closed 143 JL Weber stores and reduced over-distribution. A digital roadmap was defined. We exceed our target to save costs between 20 and 25 million euros. Talk About, our new contemporary brand, was launched and we were able to strengthen the cooperation with our wholesale partners. The JL Weber brand has been modernized and adapted to consumers' current requirements, to name only a few targets we achieved. But our efforts to secure sustainable, profitable growth are not over yet. We need to adapt to the changing market conditions and to align the JL Weber Group successfully. Consequently, we have laid out a set of strategies which address the fields of action defined for the strategic further development of the JL Weber Group. First, modernize and sharpen the brand profiles, especially of the JL Weber core brands, in conjunction with the ongoing further development of the collections and the optimization of our product range. Second, consistent development and optimization of all distribution channels. Third, digitalization of the business model. All our activities are geared to customer satisfaction and to offering the right products at our points of sale. In addition, we will develop measures in the coming months focused on optimizing the processes in the fields of procurement, product development and product range design. Measures aimed at optimizing the above areas will be defined and their implementation will start already in the current fiscal year. The extraordinary charges and forward-looking investments expected in this context were already incorporated into the forecast for the fiscal year 2017-18. The measures we will develop are aimed not only at improving the gross profit margin, but also at increasing the revenues, especially of the Gerrit Weber core brands. The Managing Board expects the challenging market environment as well as measures to be developed in the coming months with regard to product development, product range design and procurement will influence both revenues and earnings of the Gerrit Weber Group in the fiscal year 2017-18 and in the next fiscal year. The aim for the fiscal year 2017-18 is to keep the group's revenue stable at between 870 million and 890 million euros in financial year 2017-18. The anticipated moderate drop in revenues of the Gerrit Weber brand will be offset by the planned increase in revenues of Typhoon, Samoon and, most importantly, Haluva. The modernization of our brands, the optimization of our procurement and product development processes, as well as the product range design on the one hand, as well as the vertical integration of our distribution structures on the other hand, will continue to influence the profitability of the Gerrit Weber Group. In addition, we will continue to invest in the digitalization of our value chain. We therefore project a stable consolidated EBIT reported of 10 million to 20 million euros. In view of our strong brands, the financial strength and our flexibility to adjust to changes, it remains our primary objective to stabilize the growth of the Gerrit Weber Group and to improve it as of the fiscal year 2018-19. So thanks a lot for your attention.
Yes, thank you. Now we will start with the Q&A session. The moderator of the call will give you some more details about the technical instruction, how to use your phone to ask questions.
Thank you. Now we will begin our question and answer session. If you have a question for our speakers, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask a question. If you find your question is answered before it is your turn to speak, you can dial 02 to cancel your question. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for the first question. The first question is from Volker Bosse, Baader Bank. Your line is now open.
Yeah, hello, Volker Bosse, Baader Bank. Thanks for taking my question. I have four questions. First of all, your store expansion, how you look at your store portfolio at Gerrit Weber, are you done or more store closures to come? And regarding Hallhuber, you opened here 55 stores last year. What is the target to be opened this year and what is the run rate to expect? Second question, you mentioned in your performance program that your focus is on growth and profitability. I mean, for 18, the targets are clear, sales and EBITDA to be remain flat, basically. So, but if you have to decide, what's your focus? Is it more top-line growth or margin improvement? I mean, best of worlds would be both, of course, but if you have to decide, what is the priority of your agenda? And the third question is on your financial situation. How do you look at your net debt situation given the 3.5 net debt to EBITDA ratio? What is your headroom here? Are you running into danger to break any covenants barriers here? Are you in talks with banks? Perhaps some words on from that side would be welcome. Thank you. And finally, the fourth one on the brand architecture. I read in the press, Grateful, another brand or another sub-brand is about to come. Last year you launched Talk About. I mean, now with having Typhoon, Samoon, Haluva, and within Gerrit Weber, G.W. Talk About, Grateful. I mean, I know there are separated and dedicated target groups for all of that brands, but how do you look at it? Isn't it a risk to overextend or to confuse customers by launching more and more brands? Is that the solution you're going for, or perhaps one word on the brand architecture? Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Mr. Bosse. So first, a question with regard to store expansion or store closures. Mm-hmm. So what we see is that about 5% of our store portfolio is some kind of closures as some kind of normal business. So we did that in the past, in the years before Fit for Growth, and I think to have a sharp look at our store portfolio in general and to close about 5% of our store portfolio is normal business, especially with regard to the Trevor Weber core retail. With regard to your question to the Hallhuber expansion, we planned about the opening of about 30 new POS, especially as a concession or a consignment model, and a few standalone stores.
13, 1, 3, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. No, 30. 30.
That's why I'm asking. Okay, thank you.
Sorry.
For clarification.
The second question with regard to the new performance program. So if you look at the last fiscal year, you see the drop in the gross margin of the Grey Weber core brand. And that is what we are working on. And that is our main goal, to improve gross margin at Grey Weber.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, you're right, top line is also important, and to stabilize our top line or even to grow in our top line is also very important for us. Your question to net debt, as you may have seen, we paid back part of our net debt at the beginning of last fiscal year,
mm-hmm.
and there are no covenants. Actually, we could
okay.
make, so no discussions about that.
Okay.
So your last question with regard to our brand portfolio. First of all, I have to say we stopped our brand G.W. So it's not longer existent in our product portfolio.
Okay.
So, and as you may remember, we set up the new structure last year in July with our strategic business units for certain brands. And we always said we were able to use our processes and our shared services with the implementation of new brands or maybe the acquisition of new brands. And we tested this with Talk About very successfully. And we now launched our new online brand, Grateful. This is positioned, let's say, at the premium segment in a pure online brand. It's just, let's say, another test like Talk About. And if it's successful compared to Talk About, and so why not? It's different teams, but using the same shared services. So I think there's enough room for our brands.
But to add, the team was recruited from the existing staff. So they know the company, they know the fashion style. So it's an experience and a test, nothing more at the moment.
Okay, thank you very much for the clarification. All the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from Christian Salis, Hauck & Aufhäuser. Your line is now open.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. Christian Salz from Hauck & Aufhäuser. Thanks for taking my questions. So first of all, on the new restructuring program, could you maybe give us more details? How much one-offs do you expect in 2017, 2018? How much cost savings due to these measures? And also, when do you expect the largest impact? Is it in 2018 or 2019? That's my question.
Okay, so we discussed the new performance program within the managing board and with our supervisory board within the last weeks. So we just started working on this program. What we did is just to calculate very roughly with the experience of last fiscal year what we expected and what we achieved. Let's say an amount between 6 or 10 million euros is extraordinary expense. At this moment, I cannot tell you what is it for another store closures. It is for marketing. Is it for investment in our brands? These are measures we have to define in the next weeks and months. And it will not only be, and that is the difference from my point of view to Fit for Growth. It's not just cost saving, but it's at the beginning of our value chain. So therefore, we define measures in procurement, in the product design, and so on. So it's very hard to tell you today about cost savings. It's more, as said also to Mr. Bosse, it's more about top line and gross margin program.
Okay, understood. Maybe a second one. I just did a kind of channel check on Zalando, on Talkabout, and there have been some 80 to 90 products, and 50% of all products are basically being sold at more than 30% discount. So against this backdrop, don't you think that you maybe have to reduce prices in order to stay competitive in this very, you know, competitive retail environment currently, with fast fashion on the one hand and online pure plays on the other hand?
No, I don't think so. I think if you look actually at Zalando in the last days, you have to see that we're actually at February and it's a normal sales or discount period in our market. So normally our Talkabout brands and our other brands are not sold at this discount level.
Okay. So which brands are on Zalando again, apart from Talkabout?
Yeah, just Typhoon brand.
Okay.
Yeah, and for sure Haluba, from Gary Weber Core, the Typhoon, Talkabout, and also the Haluba brand.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
The next question is from Sabrina Teneja, Commerzbank. Your line is now open.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my question. Some of my questions were already asked, but two from my side. Could you maybe provide some more insight on what is being done to improve profitability at Haluba? So after in the first half you changed merchandise management to improve gross margin, maybe you can give some more insight on what the measures are for the coming year. And second question would also be about the new brand architecture. Could you maybe give us some color on the current revenue contribution of Talkabout and maybe where you plan to go with this midterm as well as for the new brand Grateful? That would be great. Thanks.
Okay, the first question with regard to Haluba. So what we did in the first half of Haluba was a reduction of merchandise flow by 25%. This was due to overstock and too much merchandise flow in the year before that. So maybe the reaction of 25% in the first half was a little bit too much. We changed that in the second half, 2016-17, and we see the success of this, especially in the second half. And as you remember, like-for-like sales in the first half of Haluba were down by about 12%. We just improved it very, very much in the second half, 2016-17. And actually, I would say we just continue with the performance and our merchandise flow as we did in the second half of last fiscal year. And actually, at Haluba, everything is really doing well.
Okay.
So the question about Talkabout, sales in the last fiscal year were in roughly about 4.5 million euro sales in 2016-17, with at the end 138 partners. So what we plan to do, and the plan is for the current fiscal year, is to increase the number of partners to 180 to 200 partners and increase our sales roughly to 8 million euros.
Okay, thank you. And what about plans for Grateful?
So Grateful will launch in March this year. So, you know, it's just a test and a start. I don't know, would be in the area of 1 million euro sales or so in this year.
Okay, thanks.
At the moment, there are no further questions. As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. The next question is from Mark Josephson, Equinet Bank. Your line is now open.
Thank you very much. Two areas of questions for me. First of all, with respect to capital spend in the year going ahead. I mean, you've indicated that most of the Hauhuber openings will be concessions, so I guess that's not too high. But can you give us a feeling for what the CapEx plans are, and particularly also for the investment in the IT platform for the online business as well as the store opening program? And secondly, we're now into February, so if I look at the Technowirtschaft data for November, there's a little bit of an increase, a little bit of decline in December, and an increase again in January. Can you give us some background or some feeling for how the businesses of Gary Weber have performed in that period? In particular, with Hauhuber, have we seen a continuation of the strong like-for-likes that we saw in Q4 of last year?
Okay, first to the question to the expected CapEx at group level. It's expected, including expansion investments in IT and so on, between 20 and 30 million euros. So reality, let's say realistic, is an investment of 25 million euros.
Okay.
So, and you're right, especially the expansion in concession spaces or consignment at Hauhuber is not that much CapEx as, for example, in a standalone store. With regard to market environment and so on, especially to Hauhuber, yes, as I mentioned before, Hauhuber actually continue with the like-for-like growth, doing very, very well. Actually, on the market, we are really satisfactory, actually, with the performance of our Hauhuber brand. We have in mind the negative last year, especially the first half of last year, with the like-for-like minus 12. So, as we expected, and it should not be too difficult to have a like-for-like increase now in the next first 3 months or first half year 2017-18. And that is what we actually see, especially very, very successful improvement in online sales.
Okay.
No more questions, I think?
At the moment, there are no questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press 01 at your telephone keypad now.
Okay, then I expect that we have answered all your questions. Thanks, everybody, for your attendance. And if you have further questions, do not hesitate to contact the Investor Relations team. Thanks a lot and have a nice day. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may disconnect.